Good morning. How have you been? Thank you for inviting me this morning to participate in the White Way radio program. Time goes by quickly. There is only 1 month left before this year ends. At the end of this year approaches, I always think that if I clean the place well every day, that will make things easy at the end of the year. Every year, I continue to be in the same situation in my lifestyle. Following words in the past arose in my mind. We see tomorrow or next month on the calendar, but there is no guarantee that there will be a tomorrow or next month for us. There are unforeseen happenings in our daily life. We are so happy when everything goes well. On the other hand, if our thoughts do not go well, we will feel unhappy. When we encounter a situation that is beyond our control, we get angry and blame others. Our emotional feelings change by the various conditions. We are living with many relationships, such as family, parents and children, brothers and sisters, community and society. However, for me, things sometimes do not go well. This is something I should always bear in my mind. How about you? Well, my talk today is about awareness. First of all, do you know the word myokonin? Myokonin means a truly wonderful person. Myokonin came to appreciate the Buddha Dharma that awakened them to the significance of this unrepeatable life. Let me share a story. At one time, an old man who was a myokonin went to see an eye doctor and said, "Doctor, I'm suffering since my eyes cannot see things clearly." The doctor did several examinations and he didn't find anything wrong. So the doctor told the old man, "You don't have anything wrong." Then the old man said, "Doctor, I'm disturbed by what I see and the other person's faults. His eyes can see only immediate or visual things, such as he is that kind of person or his behavior is bad. Likewise, we would say, that person has more gray hair. He grew old or he is stingy. We might also say she is always finding fault with what I do or there is something wrapped in her personality or he is very stubborn, etc. The question is what's wrong with other people, but not what's wrong with oneself. Haven't I had the same personality, and have you too? Now, I would like to share with you Renyo Shonin's words. Renyo Shonin, who was 8th abbot of Honganji, stated as follows. "The fault of others are easy to see, but our own faults are difficult to recognize. If one sees that he has a fault, he must realize that the fault must be very grave indeed for him to recognize it himself. Thus, he must take steps to correct his fault, because it is difficult for us to see many of our faults. We should listen to the advice of others." When you listen to Renyo Shonin's words, what do you think about that? For example, saying that, "I'm not at fault," and we tend to blame others. When something doesn't go well, we often shift the responsibility onto others. Among us, isn't there such a person around you whom you cannot have a good relationship with? Actually, I often experience the same situation, even among our friends. We might experience the fact that I cannot have a good relationship with that person, or I don't think unkindly about him or her, but he or she doesn't like me. How come we don't get along with each other? In my case, I tend to think that he or she is that kind of person. That's why I don't get along with him or her, or that person who I blamed might think as well as me. He or she is that kind of person. That's why a good result has not happened. Each of us is looking at the cause that the other person is at fault. If a person realized that I'm wrong, the person is a happy person. Since we cannot realize our faults, we have to continue having uncomfortable thought, or we have to continue with the agony and suffering. In Buddhism, we call this transmigration. We have to repeat again and again the same agony and suffering in our lifetime. Do you know the meaning of the word shameful? Yes, you are right. It's to regret or to realize, oops, oh dear, in which each one of us regret deeply what one has done. This is the depth of his or her own heart, which let each of us know shame in his or her pitiful self. If someone tells you have a distorted personality, what would you do? Do you realize you have a bad personality or got upset? A person who is proud and haughty or behave in a high-handed fashion and look down on other people may say, oh, what am I proud of? If you realize you are fault abused, you will feel, oh, my personality was wrong. Oops. How shameful am I? Have you ever felt or recognized something like that? How much obsession did I have? Your heart and mind will be emancipated without being bound by obsession. At this point, you must have felt that your heart and mind became light when we realize our own fault or wrong throughout the teaching. The Buddha's great compassion is manifested in our heart and mind naturally. Shinran Shonin's viewpoint, which seems like these two kinds of realization, absolutely contrary to each other. According to Shinran Shonin, they happened at the same time within us. When our heart and minds are illuminated by Amida's wisdom, our heart and minds are filled with the mind of shamefulness for having caused it. As Renyo Shunin said, the fault of others are easy to see, but our own fault are difficult to recognize. We should listen to the advice of others. Please keep in your heart firmly these words in which your own fault is not easy to recognize. When each one of us awaken to an undeniable fact about our heads bow naturally. Unlike before, our direction of living will be changing. By the experience of such awareness, each one of us is led to know oneself. Listening to the Buddha's teaching is to know oneself through Amida's vow. Amida's teaching is not to be proud of our selfish desires. Amida Buddha, infinite light and life, embraces all beings and takes us in, never to be abandoned. We listen to the teaching of Amida Buddha and recite Onen Butsu, Namu Amida Butsu. Thus, the vow's fulfillment is accomplished through Amida's name, Namu Amida Butsu. Namu Amida Butsu. Through listening to the Buddha Dharma, we become to deeply understand that when we say the Nembutsu, we are always embraced by that Buddha's great compassion. The Buddha's great compassion released you from a dark world to a brighter world. The teaching of the Jodo Shinshu by Shinran Shonin will show the way in which we'll find joy and brilliance in each of our lives with gratitude. All Honganji temples are open to the public. Please come to the temple and listen to the teaching. Please seek a path of your life. Namo Amida Buddha.